This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is now globally considered most suited for manufacturing world-class goods at competitive cost. In an interview with the US-based magazine, Mr. Modi stated that India is the ideal location for people looking to establish reliable and robust supply chains. He said the people have seen that India has raced ahead from 11th largest economy to the 5th largest economy and aims to become the 3rd largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi added that India is venturing in areas like space, artificial intelligence, green energy, semiconductors and other futuristic technologies. The Prime Minister said India has run the world's largest poverty eradication drive in the last 10 years and has pulled 250 million people out of poverty. Prime Minister Modi said his government has worked with the motto of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. Campaigning has intensified for the first and second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates. Voting for the first phase will be held on 19th of this month and polling for the second phase will take place on the 26th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally at Rishikesh in Uttarakhand today. The rally aims at garnering support for the BJP candidates of three parliamentary constituencies within the Garhwal division, namely Tehri, Haridwar and Pauri. In Rajasthan, also campaigning is in full swing for Lok Sabha elections. Mr. Modi will address an election rally in Karoli district today in support of the party candidate. This rally is called Vijay Shankhnad Sabha and is scheduled this afternoon. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will also address two public meetings in the state today. The first meeting of Mr. Gandhi is scheduled in Anoopgarh under Bikaner Lok Sabha constituency, where he will address the second public meeting in Falodi under Jodhpur Lok Sabha constituency. Several other leaders from both the parties will also campaign in the state. The notification for the third phase of Lok Sabha election will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held in 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories in this phase, all 26 seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 7 seats of Chhattisgarh, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 seats each in Goa and Dadar and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this third phase. Nominations can be filed till 19th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on 7th May. Eid-ul-Fitr, which marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, is being celebrated today. The faithfuls will offer Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In Delhi, main Eid congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. The President, the Vice President and the Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, "The festival marks the culmination of the period of fasting and prayer during the holy month of Ramzan and gives the message of love and brotherhood." She said, "This festival promotes unity, forgiveness and charity." In his message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi prayed that this occasion may further spread the spirit of compassion, togetherness and peace. An earthquake of magnitude 4.1 on the Richter scale struck the Lakshadweep Islands 15 minutes past midnight last night. The National Center for Seismology said the earthquake took place 195 kilometers north of Minicoy Island in Lakshadweep Sea at a depth of 27 kilometers. No damage to life or property was reported. The centre has directed all states and union territories to enforce weekly stock disclosure of pulses by all stockholding entities and verify the stocks declared by them. It has also asked them to take strict action on stockholding entities found to be reporting false information on the stock disclosure portal. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Rajasthan Royals by 3 wickets in a last ball thriller at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.